The following shir has been presented by Rav Baruch Rubanowitz, Dayan Beis Din Nesivos Chayim Yerushalayim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
The Mishnah and Gemara on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis discuss rental of houses and apartments. When issues arise and something in the house needs attention to, it needs to be fixed, who is responsible to fix it? The maskir or the socher? The Mishnah presents a very simple rule. V'chol davar she'maisa umin, the maskir is responsible to fix. Aval davar she'ena maisa umin, ha'socher oseihu, the socher is responsible to do it. Let us explore how this plays out halacha lemaisa in real life situations and how halacha resolves these kinds of issues. A person rents a house, rents an apartment, a getaway, a vacation home, and there are problems that arise that he notices. They can be electrical problems, air conditioning may have been advertised and the air conditioning is not the way it should be, plumbing problems. Who's responsible to fix them halacha lemaisa? Of course, if there is a contract or a verbal agreement, either way, that the maskir is always responsible to fix a certain issue, or the socher is, then that's going to be koveya, that agreed upon terms are usually binding in dine mamonos. But what happens when nothing was discussed, or the contract is ambiguous? Well, the Mechaber in Chin Yud Dalet Tzif Aleph does bring down the point of the Mishnah that if it is something that requires professional expertise to correct, to fix, then it is the masker's responsibility. If not, if anybody could correct it, could fix it, then it is the socher's responsibility. However, the Rambam does add one very important clause, and that is, it must be something Shehem Iker Godol B'Yeshivas Habatim V'Hachatzeros. It must be something that is extremely important, that is crucial to the normal living in that household. Of course, that does depend upon the time and place. Nowadays, I think it's understood that hot water should be available in apartments, and if a boiler breaks, that would be something that would be included. If it's a Maisa Umin, it would be up to the masker to fix. Electricity, general plumbing, a functioning kitchen, toilets. But let us break up this general principle into a number of subsets in order to have clarity on this issue. If the malfunction was something that cropped up after the socher moved in, but he was unaware of when he moved in, and the masker was unaware of the problem when the socher moved in, the socher notifies the masker that there's a problem, there's no running water, the toilets aren't working, there's no air conditioning as advertised, then of course the masker is responsible to correct the problem. But what happens if the socher moves into the apartment, is aware that there's a serious problem with the apartment, something that is ikardira, that is necessary for normal living, and it requires a maisa umin? For example, there is no hot water available. The socher stays there for a bit of time, a few days, until Shabbos, contacts the maskir and says, could you fix the boiler? Can the maskir respond and say, look, you knew about the problem, you stayed there anyway, you moved in, so you obviously are mevater, you obviously are prepared to live without it, and you were mevater and mochel on that right. The Ramo, Shin Yud Dalet Aleph, explicitly says, Afal pi shenichnas shem asocher, v'ro'a shelo ha'yisham dvarim elu, lo amrina din espayis b'ma shero'o, ela ala maskir l'takin. We don't say that the socher had given up his rights to ask for a correction for the boiler to be fixed. The Ramo has its source in the Nemuki Yosef in the name of the Ravid, and it does need explanation, because generally when a person sells an item and there is a mum, there's a blemish, there's something, a malfunction with the item, once the buyer decides to use the item, he loses all rights to cancel the deal and get his money back and return the item. Why over here do we say that the socher, the renter, once he starts to use the house, does not lose his rights? I heard Rav Naftali Nussbaum respond to this question of today's Achronim with the following distinction. regarding a mum, the option there is a person has a right to reverse the sale and say, I know I'm not interested in buying this, and therefore he must not use the item and return it. Once he uses the item, he loses the right to reverse the sale and to cancel his sale. When renting an apartment and continuing to use the apartment, true, a person does lose his right to reverse and cancel the rental. He cannot go back once he continues doing it. But here the discussion is not about reversal of the rental. It is regarding the option that he has to demand that the boiler gets fixed. That he doesn't lose by continuing to live there. And this would be included in the Chiddush of this Mishnah. Despite the fact that the person continued to live there, being that it is a Maisa Umin, and according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Chiddush, an Iker of living, it is considered as if it was a condition, an expressed condition, that the master always must correct this problem if it was not there to start off with. So the first rule we have is that anything that is essential for living is a Maisa Umin. The socher can demand of the masker to include in the rental if it was not there originally. What happens, though, if the masker did provide a working boiler, air conditioning, electricity, all the major items that are necessary for essential living, and the socher started living there, and they broke down during the rental period? Is this going to be the same or different? Can the socher demand that they be fixed? Or can the master say, look, I provided it for you. You had it. You rented the apartment. That apartment is yours for this duration of time. Something went wrong during your period of rental ownership. It's your issue. You need to fix it. The simple reading of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Dalet implies that under all circumstances, the master must correct it, even if it was there originally. The Rambam says, "V'liftoach lo hachalonos shenis kalkilu." It sounds like it was there originally. Something happened, it broke, and he must put the windows back in. Of course, this is not only true for windows. It's anything that's an essential for living, and is a ma'isa umin. However, the Ramah in Sif Aleph does make the following distinction. That is only true if the master had said bayis stam, but bayis zeh is different. For example, if a person went to a hotel and said, I'm interested in renting a room, he didn't specify which floor, he didn't specify overlooking the ocean, any specific room, something's wrong with the apartment. Even if they gave an apartment that was working, it had air conditioning in a hot area, something went wrong, the hotel needs to provide another room. But if it was specific, bayis zeh, the apartment on 12 Glen Avenue in this neighborhood, it was known up front. There, the Ramah states, based upon a Mishnah which we're going to soon see at the end of the parak, that once the rental has started, and the renter had everything that was necessary, we say, mazolo shel socher goram. It is within his rental and his ownership that the kilkul took place. The masker is not responsible to fix it. The source of the Ramos, again for the Nebuki Yosef, which raises the issue that the Rambam may disagree, but he offers the option to learn the Rambam, that the Rambam says, Niskalkel only regarding a case of bayis stam. Even the Rambam, says the Nebuki Yosef, may agree by bayis zeh, that the masker is potter. So it would seem that it would be difficult for a Beis Din to require a masker to pay when the socher rented a specific apartment or house, and he received the house in working order. The only time the masker would be responsible is if the socher never received the item that was required for essential living and it's a ma'isa umin, or if he received it but it was a bayis stam. However, the Ramah concludes his chiddush with the following few words, va'ayin la'el, Simin Shin Yud Beis Sif Yud Zayin. The Vilna Gaon takes those words to mean that the Ramah says that this is not universally agreed upon. There is a machlokis. The Ketilas HaChoshen phrases it a bit differently. There seems to be a contradiction between the Ramah in Shin Yud Dalet and the Mechaber in Shin Yud Beis. And he can't resolve it, and he leaves the issue with the Tzorach Iyun. In Shin Yud Beis, Sif Yud Zayin, the Mechaber teaches us this special Chiddush of Bayis Zeh. If a person rented a specific home, and the entire house got burnt or was destroyed, fell down, is unusable, the maskir, after having given over the house to the socher, is not responsible to provide another one. However, the mechaber qualifies that and says that's only if the house was completely destroyed. However, if the house is still standing but it's dangerous to live in, then the maskir is responsible. The Yesh Misha Omer, Didavka B'Shenafal Kulo, Avalim Ukayim Elo Shehu Masukun Ladurbo, Chayav HaMaskir Letakno, Im Yesh B'Yado Tzirus Muktim. That halacha is based upon a Tshuva's Harosh, which derives from a Gemara in Ayin Tes, regarding a person renting a donkey for a trip from point A to C, and in the middle of the trip, at point B, the donkey dies. The Gemara teaches that the socher is permitted to use the dead animal to sell it and to use that to continue his trip towards his destination to point C. Asks the Rosh and Tosfos, why should that be any different than if a bayis zeh, a specific house, is destroyed, the renter loses out? We say mazalo goram. Explains the Rosh, the derech of a maskir when he gives a donkey for rent, is that the use of the donkey and the animal itself are all meshubit for the socher's purposes. The derech of a house that's destroyed is not to use those same stones to rebuild it. It was only the usage of the house that he rented, but the home itself was not meshubat. Hence, says the Rosh, if you have a situation where it is expected the derech is to fix the house, if the house is just dangerous to live in, then the maskir is responsible to correct it and to fix it. The Vilna Gaon understands that this rush is in contradiction to the Nemuki Yosef brought down by the Ramah in Shin Yud Dalet. In Shin Yud Dalet, we learn that if it's bayis zeh and something goes wrong afterwards, the maskir is not responsible to fix it. But that shouldn't be true according to the rush. If it's something that is normally fixed, the maskir should be responsible. And that is the question of the Ksos that he cannot resolve. However, the Nesivis in Shin Yud Beis, Sifkot Yud Aleph, does offer an explanation to the halacha of the Rosh that does offer an opportunity to resolve the apparent stira between Shin Yud Beis and Shin Yud Dalet. Explains the Nesivis that the maskir is responsible to fix a house that is dangerous is only with the money of the schirus that he receives. Whether he already received it or is expected to receive a fixed amount, that money he has been meshabed for the purposes of the socher. Anything above the rent that he received, he is not responsible to use to fix the problem. Thus, we can explain in Shin Yud Beis that there's a responsibility of the maskir to mesakem, a house that is dangerous, that is only with the money that he received for the rent, or is expected to receive. However, in Shin Yud Dalet, that we say that the maskir is not responsible could be referring to anything above and beyond the amount of money that he received for the rental. If this is true, then we have to qualify the original statement that we explained in the name of the Ramah. That bayis zeh, when the maskir had given over a home in working condition, all of its facets are in perfectly working order to the socher, and something happens later on, and they are malfunctioned, the maskir is responsible to use the value of rental that he is expected to receive from the socher in order to correct the problem. Even the Ramah and Shin Yud Dalet would agree to that. The Ramah is only referring to correcting the problem with funds that are above and beyond the amount that he received for his schirus. Practical halacha has another twist to add to these scenarios. Many dayonim today recognize that when a person rents an apartment, he is not just getting rights to use that house, he is also getting rights from the maskir to provide a service. Whatever the maskir was required to provide for the socher in his needs of a house, a proper functioning home, with all the necessary items to keep the house running smoothly, and items that are ma'asi omen, whatever was agreed upon as required in the beginning of the schirus, the maskir also accepts upon himself to continue providing that service throughout the schirus, despite the fact that it may be a situation of bias zeh. This additional responsibility does not need to be stated explicitly. Say the poskim that it is understood in our environment, as a customer-based, consumer-oriented society, the maskir automatically assumes that role. It is understood between the parties and is included in the contract, even if it wasn't mentioned. This is all included under the rules of Hakol Kimine Kamedina. Of course, it does depend upon the time and place and the society, but even and 100 years ago, the poskim have mentioned that there was a shift in the attitude of schirus batim, and this was already included. Today, here in Eretz Yisrael, there are many dayanim who recognize this as halacha, and will be mechayev a maskir to provide for the socher, even in a situation of bayis zeh, all of those responsibilities that the maskir needed to provide for the socher at the beginning, and he provided it for them, but there was a kilkul that happened later on, something went wrong, the electricity broke down, the plumbing stopped, the air conditioning is not working, and he was required to give it at the beginning, he is going to now have to fix it and correct the problem. Not only Medina, according to the Nesiva, as the Nesiva says, with the money of the Schirus, but even above and beyond the amount of money he's going to be receiving for the Schirus, he needs, and he is mechuyev to the socher, to correct the problem. So in regard to this particular halacha of Schirus Batim, the Shulchan Aruch is not the last place to look to determine the halacha. One needs also to take a look at the norms in the society that one is living in and apply the rules of Mineg HaMedina.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.